Yo, Jeff Hutchison, this is The Drive Show, ABC Radio Perth. How are you this evening? We began today's program talking at length, really, about Airbnb, what the experience is like. We know that the state government is trying to work out how you get the fit right between organisations like Airbnb and those traditional providers of accommodation, hotels, motels and B&Bs. We know that many, many people enjoy the experience, but we also know that less hotel beds are being booked. Is that because of financial circumstance, or is that because people don't want to spend time in those hotels? Bradley Woods, as you might imagine, has been a very strong advocate for hotels in this space, and he joins me on the program. Bradley, hello.
Hi,
to you.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I just want to play a little bit of Brent Thompson from Airbnb, who was our guest earlier in the program. Have a listen.
Somebody shouldn't need a lawyer or an accountant or a bucket of money to simply share a room in their own home or to share their home when they go away. It should be a simple approach that makes it very clear what people can do to share their home and makes it really clear that people can continue going up and down the coast and holidaying in somebody else's home at Christmas time like they have done for decades. What we've seen from, you know, the extreme example from the Australian Hotel Association, the big international hotel lobby group, they're effectively calling for any Airbnb that's less than 14 nights in a row to be banned. And they're almost arguing for the two-bedroom home in Fremantle to be regulated the same way that a 20-room big international hotel is regulated. And obviously, they're very different things.
Interestingly, Bradley, he was very careful in his choice of words. They're almost saying that the two-bedroom home in Fremantle is the same as a bigger hotel. Just let's be clear about this situation here. Where is the hotel industry with Airbnb and other disruptors?
Sure. I suppose the first premise, Jeff, that I'd like to point out of the misleading information Airbnb share is that there's been no reduction at all in the number of hotel rooms being used or occupied. There has been an increase in the number of hotel rooms, a substantial increase in the number of hotel rooms. So, of course, if you look at occupancy across that, and we haven't had the massive increase in visitation of the state that we were hoping for, there's going to be lower occupancy across the board. So that's the first point. But in terms of the total numbers of visitors staying in hotels, that hasn't declined at all. The point that they were alleging in relation to this crazy suggestion that we're opposed to people sharing out their room or their spare room is a complete fallacy. It's not true at all. We've never opposed that, and we are not opposing that. What we're opposing, Jeff, is where people are not letting out their homes, but they're letting out commercial individual apartments and properties to compete in a commercial space against the hotels, the motels, the bed and breakfasts, and the backpackers without having to meet any of the normal state, federal, local government, regulatory and compliance requirements that everyone else has had to meet. At the end of the day, we've got no problem at all if someone wants to let out the spare bedroom in the house in Freo. That is something that we would like to see clarified. We also want to see a fair, balanced and common sense approach.
What about my holiday house? And we all know I don't have one. What about my holiday house in Margaret River? Can I, under the way you see this, should I be free to be able to, if I don't want to go to Margaret River or summer, to rent it out for the duration of the summer?
Absolutely, and the law already allows for that. There's already holiday home guidelines that have existed in WA for 10 years.
What if I want to have 40 parties through that holiday house over 3 months?
Well, the law already governs what happens there, and it already requires the owners of the property to have ultimate responsibility, and there's checks and balances in place to make sure that that's governed responsibly. What Airbnb specialises in is distributing and selling properties that have not registered and have not been compliant with meeting the registration requirements across a whole gambit of properties, and that is holiday homes, individual apartments in the city and others. And what we're saying is there's already a law existing in Margaret River or across all of Western Australia, whether it covers Shark Bay or Margaret River, and people who have holiday homes have already been registering, they've already been complying with the law, they've already been following local government requirements, they've done the right thing. But when Airbnb want to push and promote those particular holiday homes, in inverted commas, that haven't registered, that haven't met the compliant laws, that haven't met the planning laws required, that's where the problem is, Jeff. The difference here is the properties and the residences that have met all the compliance requirements and they're being distributed. So a company called Stays is another example. They do exactly what Airbnb do, but they don't let on their website anyone that doesn't have proper local government approvals and town planning permission.
Okay. Now, you would know, and most of the people listening would say, well, this sounds a little bit like the ride sharers versus the taxi industry argument. And then if you ask the public in whose corner they are these days, it tends to be the ride-sharing industry rather than the taxi industry. Is this a mirrored situation, the hoteliers and the disruptors offering this kind of accommodation?
No, because the home sharers already have a market and they already have local government requirements and compliance requirements, so things like fire protection, smoke alarms, ensuring that local residents have got an access point in case there is this wild party that gets out of control. All of those systems are already in place. The situation with ride sharing was there wasn't a regulatory model for these new entrants to come into the market. The difference here is someone that wants to operate a business, a commercial short stay accommodation operation, without having to register, without having to comply with local government and state government compliance, and that they're being distributed and sold by a third party website. The interesting thing here is that the websites that are selling and distributing the product, or let's call it the residences, that have been approved and are legal, show the address. Airbnb doesn't show the address of any of its properties. In fact, it throws it out by around 50 or 200 metres, specifically so on the map you can't tell where the property is located. I mean, if they were so confident about the legality of the product they were selling, they would have the address listed on the website itself, but they don't, for the very reason that their business is not about selling the product that's registered and compliant. Some of them might be, no question. We've got hotels in our membership that sell their product to Airbnb, and that's fine. The problem with Airbnb is the product they're selling, the residences they're selling, the accommodation they're selling, that is not legal, and that's what the argument is about, Jeff. It's not anti-Airbnb at all. It's anti them selling and distributing product that is not legal.
And interestingly, from the point of view of our listeners and consumers, how will you respond when they say, well, do you know what? It's cheaper than hotels.
And that is
why I will go there.
Yeah, it will be cheaper. You know, it's like the guy who's doing electrical work in your home but is not a registered electrician.
I don't think that's fair.
Why not?
Because we really can send that man to jail.
Well, why can't we send someone who's selling you sausages to your door that has not been approved by the proper food handling procedures and the Australian New Zealand Food Authority requirements for the fermentation of salamis? You know, just because they don't comply with the law and they could be selling something that's dangerous for your health doesn't mean they should get away with it. The same way in which someone who can't afford to stay in a holiday home down south shouldn't be treated to a lower standard or a lower condition or a lower threshold of foreign emergency safety simply because they can't afford a higher product.
I'm going to leave it there, Bradley, and thank you for talking to me about it. We will talk about it again. I spoke to Brent Thomas from Airbnb earlier in the program. These are evolving situations. There will be some kind of compromise reached. Will it be to the satisfaction of all? And will all the parties here be thinking, what does the customer want most? And you will make important determinations.